So we are, today's daf is Ayin Chetz. A stick. No. Okay, so I'm thinking of going back just to the beginning of the story over here. I know we rushed at the end a little yesterday. So let's go back. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, about 14, 15 lines from the bottom by Ahu Gavra and Ayin Zayin Amabez. So I'll just read it quickly. So Ahu Gavra, we're talking about how a woman can be kone her get even in the chutzner of her husband. So Ahu Gavra was this guy, this Zark Lakita Lubisai, who threw a get to his wife, Bech Chutzner. And have a kind of a chutzner. She is standing in the chutzner, right?
His chutzner.
Correct. Azal gita nafal abipisla. So this get fell and it didn't land exactly on the ground. It rolled and landed on some board, some piece of wood, little board that was in the chutzner. The question now is though, is this board a separate rishus than the chutzner? So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Chazinon I have abramos. Remember our. You know, our Rishus Yachud discussions from Erevin and Shabbos. If it's a 4x4x4, so Pogla Rishus L'Navshei, so it has its own Rishus, and therefore it is a separate Rishus. It's not Batul L'Chatzer, and in this case, she would not be divorced. Question: we're going to try to figure out later whose Chatzer she's standing in. Right. Okay, we'll figure out whose Chatzer she's standing in. But 4x4, it's its own Rishus, and therefore she's not divorced. Ilao, but if not, if it's smaller than 4x4. The board is bottled to the rishus of the chutzner, and therefore should be megareshes. Gemara says, "Mayaskinon." Which case are we dealing with over here? Ilein rechutzner dida. Let's say she threw the get into her chutzner. Ki havi abra amos mahavi. Who cares whether it's four amos or not? Whether it's a separate rishus or it's not? If it's not a separate rishus, both the chutzner and this pisla belong to her. They're hers. So therefore the chatzer or the pisla should be koned. It should be a valid get. Ela b'chatzer didei. Must be his chatzer. Well, if it's his chatzer, kilo havi arvos mahai. My havi. Who cares even if it's not for dalalamos, it's still
his chatzer.
Right, but we're not talking about the chatzer. We're talking about the board.
The board is
so, okay. So ela b'chatzer didei. Kilo havi arvos mahai. If it's not for amos, who cares? Right? Rashi says, Hare shneim shalom by that case. And this case, it would be shneim shalom. Even if it's not four amos, by four amos,
it's not a valid get.
So lo tzricha du ushla makom. We're talking about a case where he lent her the space in order to make a kinyan. I mean, a specific loan for that case. Rashi hishila. He lent her the case. The bala makom lent a place in the chatzer that it should be hers for the purpose of her being kone the get. And he throws it, and therefore it ends up on the board. So the Gemara says the chad makom mostly inish. When people lend the place for these types of purposes, they'll only lend one makom, not two makomos. So if the board is smaller than dalet amos, well then it's batel to the chatzer, and it's only one makom, and therefore it's a valid get. If it's larger than four amos, then it's a separate makom, and that he wouldn't lend to her. He only lends one makom, unless he specifically says otherwise. So that's the difference. Velo amaron, and we only said that this idea, that 4x4 creates a separate chutzner, el de lo gavoh asara. If it's not, the board is not 10 tefachim high. Aval gavoh asara, if it's 10 tefachim high, afal gav lo arba amos, even if it's not 4x4, because 10 tefachim also creates its own rishus. The lo amaro, and also we said that it's not, even if it's not 4x4, and even if it's not 10 tefachim, it still could have its own independence. It's el de les le shem levai. It doesn't have its own name. I guess if it has its own name, it's significant. I don't know, what would you call it? It's called the mound of so-and-so. It has its own name. Aval isle shem levai. But if it has its own name, it's called by something on its own. So afa gav lo gavo asara, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, the afa gav lo havi arvamos, even if it's not 4x4, then she will still not be migrashes, because once it has the shame by itself, it's considered chashuv, it's not batal to the chatzer, and therefore it's not b'chal the makom, it's not the one place that was loaned to her for the purpose of effectuating the get. Okay. The Mishnah said that if he throws her the get in his house, or in his chatzer, even if the get is ima b'mita, afilu hu ima b'mita, we say it's not migureshes, even if she's sitting in the bed. So amarava lo shanu, we only said that if he throws the get into the bed, that she's not migureshes, el b'mita shalo, if it's his bed. Aval b'mita shalo, if it's her bed, then migureshes, then she would be divorced the third bed. So Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Brisa supports us as well. Rabbi Leza Omer, B'mita Shalom in Migureshes, B'mita Shalom Migureshes. If it's her bed, she's the owner of the bed, however she gets the ownership, then she would be divorced. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, her bed, what?
I think you're going there.
The Gemara says, in her bed, she's Migureshes, how can that possibly be? Okay, there's a concept that we had, there's a machlokas in Bava Basra about making a kinyan. Can your kalim make a kinyan for you if your kalim are sitting in, you're the lokeach, and your kalim are sitting in the reshus of the mocher? Right. So I have my basket in your living room floor, in your living room, and you toss something into the basket and say that the basket should be koneh for me. Well, that's called kalim shalokeach reshus mocher. Can my kalim make a kinyan for me in that? You know, normally my kalim is my reshus, but here my kalim are sitting in your reshus. So can the kalim make a kinyan for me? But Gemara Bava Basra has a machlokas and doesn't come to an answer. Right now, we just saw a case where her bed, the way they describe the Mishnah, is, the way they describe, not the Mishnah, the way they describe is that if her bed is sitting in his Rishus, right, and the get is thrown into her bed, she's Migureshes, which seems to be, you can make an answer, that Ketlov shall lokeach Rishus Mocher, clear your Koneh. Right. And that would answer the Gemara's suffix in Bava Basra. That's what the Gemara says. The Mitzvah Shalom Migureshes, Ketlov shall lokeach Rishus Mocher, Shamas Minah, Ketlov shall lokeach Rishus Mocher, Kana lokeach. Are we to learn from here that if the kalim of the purchaser are in the reshus of the seller, the purchaser is koneh? Well, why did we answer that? Why did we use this as a raya, a proof in the Gemara Bava Basra? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha de gavoa asara. We're talking over here where the bed is 10 tvachim high. So it's 10 tvachim high, what we just say, it creates its own reshus. So it's not kalim shalokeach versus mocher. It creates its own separate reshus. It's no longer batel to the reshus of the mocher. It's no longer batel to the reshus of the baal. It has its own independent status. And if the get is thrown into there, then that bed can be koneh for the woman because it is her reshus. And it's not her reshus in the reshus of the mocher because it's 10 tefachim high, which gives it its own independent status.
I understand how it gets off the ground.
So Gemara says, "Ha'ikam ekom kari," but doesn't it have? Doesn't it have the, it's not hanging in the air, doesn't it have the bedposts that's standing on it, and that's in the reshus, that's lower than 10 tefachim, that's in the reshus of the husband. So the Gemara says, makom kari lo kapid inish. When it comes to the makom, right, Rashi says, makom kari lo kapid inish, hovil v'gavol min aris asara, shenoach l'shtamish tachteah. He doesn't care about that place. He's not mashu the place of where the bedposts are. He doesn't care about it because he gets the use underneath. Maybe it's a barter or a trade, but once he's not cupid on the makom of the bedposts, then it's as if it's not the bed is no longer batel to the reshus of the baal because he's basically mevater on those four little spots where the bedposts fall down on.
I don't understand the mechanism for this. The bed is sitting in his house.
Correct.
In the baal's house.
Correct.
All right, more than 10 tefachim high, but it's still all around, and obviously everything is his house.
But it's a separate reshus now.
So how does it pick up?
Because it's a separate reshus.
How does she claim that reshus?
What do you mean, how she claimed that reshus?
She claimed that reshus?
It's her bed. It was her bed, and she brought it into the house.
She brought, so Macha Kone.
That was yesterday's stuff. However we answered yesterday, that's the answer here now also. It was her Nechse Malog. It was given to her specifically not to have the husband's reshus. We gave three answers yesterday, and we still give three other answers. So whatever you answered yesterday, that's how you answer today.
The bedposts are coming off from the ground, or they're just from...
What do you mean coming off from the ground? They're not growing from the ground.
Not growing, I'm saying, but are they starting from the ground? There's no like from the bed moving up and going higher.
It has to be on the ground. Otherwise, it's hanging in the air. The bedposts are on the ground, like a regular bed. Right. It has four corners. It's on the ground. And the bed itself is 10 tefachim high. But those four places, the baal's not makbid on. Therefore, they're not mevatel to his rishus. And since the bed is 10 tefachim high, we have a separate rishus that belongs to her. And therefore, the get, it can be, she can go to the get in that bed. Right? Welcome to Kari, I'll copy it in. Fine. Next thing the Mishnah said was if he threw the get, L'socheka, if you threw it into her lap, or L'socalta, into her basket, Migureshes, she's Migureshes. The Gemara says, well, again, Amai, I guess the assumption here also that she is sitting in his Rishus. So Amai, why is she Migureshes? It's Kalev Shalokeach versus Mocheher. Who? It's talking about the Kalim of the purchaser, I mean, let's say the basket. Right, but here it's easy. She's not hanging, the basket's sitting on the ground, most likely it's sitting on the ground. So the Gemara says,
he also says it's in her lap.
That's a toch kal. That's cheka in her lap.
Well,
that's
so. What are you going to say? The lap was 10 tefachim high.
I just don't understand why is it any different than what I just said. That's exactly what I just said. Okay. So Latochek, let me read. Why don't we read the Gemara? We'll give us four or five answers to the question that you're repeating that the Gemara asked. So Latochek, Latochalta, Migureshes, Amai, Kelo Shelokeh, Roshes Mokeru. That's exactly the Gemara's question, right? The Kalta is sitting in the basket of the in the ground of the Vashos of the Baal, and the Cheka. That's really talking about the Kalta, the Cheka afterwards. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Cancer number one, you go into Haisa Kalta Tuluyapa. The Kalta is hanging on her, right? It's not sitting on the ground, it's not resting on the ground. It's hanging around her neck, I guess. So therefore it's not on in the Rishus of the Baal. And just like if you give the get to the woman's hand, even though she's standing in his Rishus, so too, and she herself is not batel to the Rishus of the Baal, so too the Rishus of the Baal is not mevatel the Kalta because it's hanging. It's part of her, it's not on the ground. The kalta is hanging on her. And therefore, it's not bottled to the ground because it's actually not on the ground. It's not in his rishus. It's not on the ground. It's on her body, which is like the same thing as her hand. That's answer number one. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Kshura Afal Pish in a Tluya. It doesn't even have to be hanging. As long as it's tied to her, that would be enough. Rashi says, the kshura afapi ainu tluya, it's the third Rashi in the short lines. It's ela nigraris berkarka v'kasherba v'lo garsin tluya afapi ainu kshura. We don't say tluya, but we don't have that gersha. Even if it's on the ground, as long as it's tied to her, it becomes part of her more than it becomes part of his rishus, because it's tied to her.
Let's say she's just holding it with her hand.
Well, that's not the case. The Gemara just said, it's tied to her. Okay, so that wouldn't satisfy the conditions. Rav Ada bar Abba Amar, Kigom Shahaisa Kalta Munachas La Ben Yarchosea. This man, Amar says, doesn't have to be tied to her, as long as it is sitting between her legs. Right, she's sitting down, and the basket's in her legs, then the husband gives her Rishus to sit in his property. So at that moment, wherever she's sitting, that area is not buckled to the husband. The basket's the get is thrown into the basket, it's thrown into an area that's not buckled to the husband. But Masharshia Bar Dimi Amar, he just gives an ukimto, a different ukimto. He says, Kigon Shahaya Bala Mocher Klosos. The husband was a basket peddler. Right? Rashi says Mocher Klosos, and therefore therefore Eino Makbit Amakoma Sheyishlo Bais Lekach. He doesn't care about the makom where the basket is sitting. He has hundreds of baskets. His whole he's not makom in any of that place. He throw it into her basket that's in there also. That's fine because he's basically misalik his ownership of that area, and therefore it's hers. It's not in his rishus. And then Rav Yochanan gives the fifth answer. Rav Yochanan says makom cheka kanuila makom kalta kanuila. What does that mean? It means the place of her lap. Now going back to the lap. So the lap is her lap. The place of her lap is kanoi to her, and the place of her basket is kanoi to her. Meaning any place where she puts her kalim, the husband agrees that she's allowed to put her kalim there. That's her spot. If that's her spot. Then the get's good. And tayinami hachi. Right, we have a tayinami hachi. Well, wait a second. I skipped a line. So Amar Rava. Right, Amar Rava, my time with Rav Yochanan. What's the reason of Rav Yochanan who says that the makam of the kaltos kanoi la wherever she sits, wherever her basket is, that's kanoi to her. Lefisha ain't other makbid lo al makam cheka v'lo al makam kalto. Just saying everything in reverse. A person is not makbid on if you bring your wife into your house, you're not makbid on where she puts down her basket. That's the reason why you put her down. You brought her into the house. For her to do the work, for her to do what needs to be done, and therefore, you know, whatever the basket is, that's considered, I guess, her rishus, or at least not considered his rishus, and therefore, her kalim will be kona in that place.
Well, we mean wherever she leaves.
What?
Wherever she leaves.
I believe so. That we've gone from a place where it's tied and hanging right, to so just tied. We're going lower and lower. So
just throw it anywhere in the house.
And because a person wants the stuff in the house. It's an extension. Basically, becomes an extension of her. Her basket becomes, he wants her in the house. If you want her in the house, you want her kalim in the house. So it becomes an extension of her, and just like she's not buttled to the bias, the basket's not buttled to the bias. And now, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a bryce that supports this. Zarku lolis ocheka, olis olkalta, olis okol dover shehu kikalta. It doesn't have to be just specific a basket. Anything that's like her kalta, which means what? Anything that is specific, Rashi says, Davar shukalta shemiyuchad l'tashmisha tamid. It's what she uses that for to use.
Purse.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hareza migureshes. That would constitute migureshes, and therefore, without kind of migureshes, therefore she would be divorced. It's not Caleb shel mocher birishus. So Caleb shel kone birishus mocher. It's not. 1 second. Okay. Fine. Next. Kol davar shukakalta lasui mai. So now I'm just going to answer you anyway. He said, anything that's like a kalta, what type of kalim is it coming to include? Lasui taska the achla botimri. It's some sort of like a personal bag or basket or plate where she eats her dates upon it. Even this, what? Even this is considered her property. It's not considered her property in the. It's not considered in the rishus of the baal because she has permission to use her kalim in the house. Okay. Right. Rashi's taska is a taska. Okay. Must have a meaning in old French. Taska malas. Okay. The next mishnah talks about a woman who's going to be mekabel her get. But at the moment that she receives the get in her hand, she doesn't know that the shtar that was given to her is actually a get. So we may have nasan v'yada, but she doesn't realize that it's a get. So Amr Allah, the husband gives the get to his wife, and at the moment of the sina, he says to her, kinsi shtarchov zeh, just take this shtarchov. So I guess she probably thinks that this is a shtarchov, not a get for gerushin. Oh, shemitzatu me acharav. She finds the get behind the husband. She doesn't know that's a get, and she picks it up. So when she picks it up, then, what?
And reads it.
Well, we don't read that right in the Gemara, but she picks it up, Korah, then she reads it, Varei Yigita. Surprise, it's her get. In these cases, we say, ain't no get. It's not considered a valid get. Ad sheyomer lo haigitech. Until he tells her, this is your get. He has to tell her that this is the get. Rashi said, I don't know what the case, why. He's trying to be a nasty guy. He's the divorce. So, ad sheyomer lo haigitech, Rashi says, afila acha shebal yada, omer lo kein vidayo. Even if it's after it's already in her hand, as long as he says that to her, that's enough. Next case, nasan biyada, he is shena. He puts the get into her hand while she is sleeping. Niora, she wakes up. Kora, she reads it, Varehu Gita, and behold, it's her get. Eino get. It's not considered get yet. No, Mishnah doesn't say get puzzled. It's eino get at this moment. Ad sheyomer la haigitech. When she wakes up and she sees a get, he has to say, that's your get. He has to say the words, this is your get. So the Gemara says, who cares? What about especially in the second case, the get's behind him, she picks it up, and she reads it, and he says, haigitech. But we have a problem here. Ki omer la haigitech my havi. Who cares if he says it's your get? Havile kli gitech me'al gabri karka, v'yamarava kli gitech me'al gabri karka, lo amar klum. The case is similar to where I say, pick up the get from the ground. That's not considered a nesina. You have to give it to her. Right. So here, what did you give it to her? When you gave it to her, it was nothing, and then you say, oh, it's your get. So it becomes her get while it's in her hand. There's no nesina over here. It's kli get me'al gabri karka. So the Gemara says, ema sheshalafto me'acharav. So that the get somehow is like tucked in his belt, behind him, or in his garment, between his belt and his pants, and she took it from there. So since she took it from there, that's not similar to kligitech rabbi karka, because he's taking it from the body of the husband. The Gemara says, shlof donami, who cares that's in the belt, right? Habayina v'nosam b'yadav leka. We need him to do an action. He has to be the one to transfer to her. If she's the one pulling it out from his pocket, that's not considered a nesina. Exactly. So the Gemara says, lotzrika, he sort of like twisted his hips, Rashi seems to say. He twisted his body. Rashi says, Akam lo masnav lahakiv lo get. So he like, you know, moved, he shimmied over and he moved and twisted, I use that word. And he shifted, so he's a little more active. And therefore she takes it from there. So here at least you have some active participation. And the Gemara is saying that minimal active participation would be sufficient to say that it's not kli gitech me'avar karka. It will satisfy the nesina so long as he participates.
Doesn't sound like the
nasan yada. It seems to be lowering the standard of a nasan yada. Just as long as he's active. As long as he's active, it seems to be. So the Gemara then says, "At tayin nami hachi, we have a brisa that supports this." Amra la, he says to her, "Kinsi shtarchov zeh, take this shtarchov." Osha shalafto me'acharav, or he sort of twisted, tail taken from behind her. So when the get comes to her hand, karato, she reads it, Arayu Gita, ain't no get. It's not a get. Achi yomala hagitech, divi Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Shimon Lazar, Omer la olam, ain't no get. Achi itlenu hemena. Right, so Rebbe Shimon Lazar says something totally different. He says it's not a get until he takes it back from her and then gives it to her again, and while giving it to her, says hagitech. But when the Brisa says shlafto me acharav, it has to be, right, our Mishnah said mitzav so me acharav. Here, shlafto me acharav seems to indicate something different. Must be, the Gemara is assuming, must be that he did some sort of active participation. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying what you said, Yoni. He's like, no, that's still doesn't satisfy giving it to her. He may have done something, but he didn't give it to her. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, take it back. It's not a valid get right now. It's not a pasuk get, it's not a valid get. Take it back and give it to her again and say hagite. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Gemara brings the continuation of the Braisa. The Braisa says again, similar case, Nisanu b'yada v'yishena, puts the get in her hand while she is sleeping. Nior v'kara, she gets up and she reads it. Varehu gita, it is her get. We say, eino get, achi yomer lo gitech. The Tanakh, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that she has to say, hareze gitech, for it to be valid. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's not a get. Achi len hemen v'yachsvit and love yomer lo hagitech. Until he takes it back and gives it to her again, that actually gives it to her, and says hagitech. The Gemara now says, why do I need the machlokas in both cases? It seems to be clear that Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on Rebbe and says that this minimal participation is not sufficient. You actually have to do an asina and give it over to her. The Gemara says, utzricha. Right, and we mentioned the other day that we always pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel except for three cases, so this probably passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I don't think this is one of the three cases. So utzricha, we need to take the machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar in... Well, maybe that's Rav Shimon Gamliel, and this is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I don't know. What? Shimon. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel?
No.
No, that three things is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right, but this is not Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is Rav Shimon Elazar. Okay, strike that. Utsricha, we need to have both cases. If we just had the din, the machlokas, by the case of Kinsi Starchov Zeh, I would think by here. Excuse me. By he come a Rebbe. Thank you. By Hikama Rebbe, and only here would Rebbe have said that you don't need to return, give the get again. Mishum de bas igrishahi. At least she's awake. And she's in the status where she can be divorced. She's a bas igrishahi. And therefore, or maybe in that case, you would need the require minimal participation. But aval nasam beyond the yishena, at that moment in time, you give it to her when she's sleeping, she's not a viable candidate for a get. She's sleeping. So maybe in that case, the nesina itself is nothing. And therefore, Rebbe would thank you so much. Maybe in that case, Rebbe would agree, Ema modulei the Rebbe Shimon, he'll agree to Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar that she's not migureshes until they do a redo. And now, v'i itmar b'ha, just the opposite. And if we just had the machlokas in the second case where she's sleeping, maybe b'ha come Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, maybe only that case Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar said that you would have to redo the nesina because she's not a bas gerushin at that moment. Aval b'ha, in the case where he says, take it from behind me, then in that case, Ema modulei, maybe he would say to Rebbe that just by saying hagitech, after he twisted his body, and saying hagitech, that would be enough. Therefore, tzrich, we need to have it in both cases. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amarava, kasav la get unasano biyad avto. Writes the get, and gives the get into the hands of her servant. So it's her property, right? But the whole problem was, is that mishtameris? Now, if the eved is sleeping, yashen, he's sleeping, umishamerto, and she is watching him, so then it's mishameris. It has to be a place where she can guard it. But then it's guarded. How raise the get? But neor. But if the evidence awake, ain't no get. It's not a valid get yet. The havila chutzahar mishameris lo ladaita. Yeah, it's granted. The evid can be mishameris, but the evid has its own das. In my field doesn't have any das. My evid has his own das. Not halachic das to make a kinyan and all that stuff. But he has his own conscience. He knows what he can. He has das on his own, and therefore it. And the Gemara will see. Yeah, we said yesterday that a woman is not kona her get by in a kinyan chatzer unless the chatzer is guarded with her das. And here the chatzer is guarded with the Eved's das. It's this independent das, and therefore it wouldn't be valid.
Yeah, but the ball's not saying Harei Zekitech. How could it work?
So he said Harei Zekitech. Right? He gives the get. We only said Harei Zekitech was necessary in the cases where you had these weird things. She was sleeping. Here the Eved's sleeping. He gives it to putting in the chatzer. Mitosis, we'll talk about whether you have to say Harei Zekitech in the actual, where you have to do that. But
so the boss says Harei Zekitech to the
Eved? I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say about Harei Zekitech here. It says, Kosovo get and the son of Yeravdo, and he put it in the hands of the Eved. because it's a chetz, it's her chatzer. It's the same thing of putting it into her kitchen. What?
What difference is putting it into her lap?
Right, same thing as putting it into her hand. You know, she knows what it is. In the other case, in the previous case, she had no idea what was going on. You know, he said this is your sarchov. Yeah, that's different. Okay, so but
can that happen if she's not there, she's not present? How can you say I raise a kite if she's not there?
She doesn't have to be there. It's going into her.
She puts in the lap of the Yevon.
Right, she puts in the hands of the Yevon.
Or in the hands of the Yevon. Right. She's not there.
So
that's a hareza kite.
What's the problem? You don't have to. It's giving it a get into her chatzer. Her chatzer is calling it for her. There's a havamina. Okay? So the case we said Harei Zekitech was a specific instance over there. Then Tosas will talk about whether we needed other instances. But the case over there, he says, here's your Starchov. So she tricked him. She has no idea what's going on in the situation.
Yeah, because the theory behind, if you think about it, it sounds worse. If, like Kabbalah basically, right. That if you put it into her hand and don't say it, putting it into her chutzner without saying it at all should definitely not work.
Right, so whatever the reason, if you have to, whatever is needed to create this to be a valid get in this case was done. The only shadow they're having here is about the Eved.
Exactly.
So all the circumstances that you're questioning, they were done. They took place. So Yashon, the Gemara says, Yashon umishamarto hareza get. Even if he's sleeping and she's watching her, watching the Eved, that's considered a get. Amai, why is that a get? Chatzim halechasi. That's a movable or traveling chatzir, right? And that, because it could get up and walk at any time. And we established in the Gemara above Mitzvah on Daf Tes Amid Beis, and chatzim mihalechas lo kana. The chatzar and melechas is not kona. Aye, but it's not melechas now. It's sleeping, the Gemara says. The chitay meyoshin shani, it doesn't make a difference. Ha'amar Rava said over there above Mitzia, kol she'ilu mahalich lo kona, ome beyoshev lo kona. Anything that if it would be traveling, cannot be kona. If it's a chatzar and melechas, even if it's for that moment in time, it's just sitting still, it's still considered a chatzar and melechas. So you have this Eved, who right now is not going anywhere because it's sleeping, but it's mehalechas, so I don't care whether she's shomer it or not shomer it. It's a chatzar mehalechas. A chatzar mehalechas is not koneh. So Gemara says, you're right. Mehilchos a bekofa. It's talking about a case where the Eved is sleeping and tied. So therefore, it's not, she's mishameris, it, and it's not his das, it's her das, and he's tied, he's not mehalechas, he's not going anywhere. That would be the specific ukimta. Right, Rashi bekofos she'eno roi lehalech, bahu kama rabba da habiget. And why does that make a difference? You know, chatzar mehalechas means that something that could travel.
Right.
So he could travel. So it's an external.
Right.
It's just an external impetus.
If I don't take cases, can I throw it into her car?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why not?
Because it's chatzar mehalechas.
Mehalechas.
But it could just. I know. So same thing. What's the difference? What's the difference between tying him down and putting a key in the ignition? Well, you don't have keys anymore. Pressing that button. What's the. What's the difference? I don't know. I don't know. Then it beeps because you walk away with the car. I'm pretty sure you cannot. Yeah, okay.
You probably can't email it.
You cannot email. It's not in the Sina. I don't think an email would work. I don't even know if they allow for PDF signatures. You have to have a Nasan Biyada. Unless you're going to print it up and then put it out, that's...
Yeah, so print it out.
What kind of safer crisis is it altogether in the email?
What's the big deal?
Safer crisis has criteria. It has to be unpowered. It has to be sure that it has...
You have to have sirtut on the get. Milachatila, but Doraisa, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you have sirtut Doraisa on a Sefer Torah in the Megillah. I think you do sirtut, but I don't think it's...
You do sirtut, I know you do sirtut.
But I don't know if it's in Doraisa. But you're right. I'm pretty sure, I don't know much about Hilchos Gittin, but I'm pretty sure an email would not be... Would not work, even if it's PDF. Okay. Oh, maybe you could print it out in a sirtut on a cloth that they'll get rid of your issues.
When she prints it out, she's holding it.
But he wasn't given to her. Okay, next Mishnah. I forget to finish. Okay, Haisa Omedes Rishus Arabim Vizorkula. She's standing in Rishus Arabim, and he throws the get to her. So it's not her Rishus, not his Rishus. It's in Rishus Arabim. And we have a concept of dalat amos of a person or kone of them. It's thrown into Rishus Arabim and to her Karov La. Close to her, see what that means. She's Megoreshes, Kar of Lo, close to him, Ain't Megoreshes. Mechzal, Mechzal, if it's halfway, Megoreshes, Ain't Megoreshes. Suffering Megoreshes, do it again. Okay, Vechain the Inyan Kedushin, same thing when it comes to Kedushin, we say, Harayat Megoreshes, Libri Star Zu, throws to the star, close to her, good, closer to him, not valid, half and half, Suffolk. Vechain the Inyan Achov, so too when it comes to Chov, there's Girs issues over here, but so I owe you money, and I take the check, the coins, the cash, and Amar lo Bal Chov, The Baal Chov, the lender, says to the borrower, Zrok Lichovi, throw it to me, Vizarkulo, and I throw it to you, Kar of Lamalva, if I throw it close to the Malva, Zocha Hamalva. The Malva Zocha, some say Zocha Lova, because it's the Lova who's been discussed now, it's considered paid back. I mean, if something comes along the way and grabs it, is it considered that it was given? So Zocha Hamalva, if it's close to the Malva. Kar of Lova, Halova Chayev. It's close to the Lova is still Chayev, because it never reached the Malva. Mechza al mechza, if it's close, it's halfway, and then, right, so Shneim Yachol, they split it, meaning the Lova only has to pay half of the Chov, and the Malva will lose half of it. Okay, case must be where it's either a star, or a dollar bill, or a check, and it gets burnt, or ripped up, and it's exactly halfway, so the Malva would say, Mamun multiple sofik, who's going to say Cholkin. Okay, so Hechidami, what is the case of Karav Law, Karav Law? So Hechidami Karav Law, Hechidami Karav Law. So I'm a Rav. Rav says, what's the case? Kar of law means arba amos shalah. Zehu kar of shalah. It's kar of law. It has to be within 4 amos of her, because we have a takanas hachabim, bav metzia, that the arba amos of a person are konim lo b'rishus harabim. Any chayfus that falls within the arba amos, it's konim to him. Question being, that we shouldn't have to deal with, that chronim deal with, kindal amos at the kon de rabbanon, so it's in the rabbanon. And it's now being konim for her again, which is having a chalos de araisa. We say Eidonami comes a chalos de araisa, but that's just something to look into. Right? Then the arba amos shalah zehu kar of law. And if it's in the 4 amos of him, that's karav lo. And so then the Gemara says, well, hechi dami mechzal mechza. So what does it mean mechza? What does it mean mechzal mechza? Basically saying over here, it's only good if it's 4 amos in her 4 amos, and it's his if it's in his 4 amos. But if it's not within her 4 amos, it's not valid yet. So what's the case of mechzal mechza? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Barbar Yitzchok, kigon shayu shneim omdin ba'arba amos. They're both standing within 4 amos of each other, and sort of, I guess over here, there's an overlap of the spaces. The get falls, wherever the get fell, it's going to be a little bit in her 4 amos, a little bit in his 4 amos. So therefore, you have this sort of this overlapping spaces. In that case, it'll say that it's a suffix. So Gemara says, well, v'lech se haimin ayokadim. Let's see who got there first. Whoever got there first, they got those 4 amos first. And if the get fell there, it's not overlapping. It was first come, first serve on the arba amos. The Gemara says, "V'chi teima da asu tarai b'hadai yadadim." Maybe they came exact same time. By ef shalatamtsim, we hold you can't be that specific. Come at the exact same moment. So Ella Amar Rav Kahana Hacha b'shmona amos mitzumtzamos askinan. We're dealing with 4, 8 amos exact. 8 amos exact. The get yotzei me'arba amos shalol le'arba amos shalol. So the get sort of comes out of his 4 amos and sort of overlaps into her 4 amos. So we don't have the problem of them getting there at the same time. They're 4 amos apart, but they're only exactly 8 amos. So when the get lands, wherever the get lands, it's going to be partially in his, partially in hers. So the Gemara says, well, why is that a suffix then? Ha agid gabe. He's still holding on to it. It's still in his rishus. In order for it to be in the Sina, it has to leave his rishus. And nevertheless, it left his rishus in this case because it's still within his 4 amos. So Ella, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Amr Tavayel, they both say, what's the case? Now, it has nothing to do with the size of the area. It's ha b'shtei kitei yidin askinan. The get was thrown. And we want to know where it landed. We don't know where it was landed. Did it land by her? Did it land by him? We don't know. Maybe something took it away in the meantime. So 2 sets of Edom come. Achas Omeris Karav Lo. One said the get landed close to him in his 4 amos, not Megureshes. Eva Achas Omeris. And one said Karav Lo. It landed close to her 4 amos. And she is Megureshes. So next we have the Suffolk. That's what we can say. This Mechza al Mechza. Suffolk means by Edom. Therefore we have Suffolk. And therefore it's Suffolk Megureshes. Okay. So up to now, the Gemara was explaining the Mishnah according to Rav that Kar of Law and Kar of Lo means that it fell within, had to fall within their 4 amos. Therefore, we had a problem with Mechzal, Mechzal, Megureshes, and Megureshes until we got to Rabbi Yosef and said it's not talking about actual area, it's talking about where Edom. The Gemara is now going to bring the sheet to Rabbi Yochanan, who is explaining the Mishnah differently, that Kar of Law and Kar of Lo is going to be explained differently, and then that we're going to have no problem with the Mechzal, Mechzal answer. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Karov Lashon Yinu, Afilu Me'ama, even if it's 100 amos away. It's close to her? Close to her. That means it's good. The Karov Lashon Yinu, Afilu Me'ama, even if it is 100 amos. I'm going to explain what does that mean. So, Hechi Dami Mechzal Mechza. So, what's the case of Mechzal Mechza then? So, Amr of Shemen, Amr of Shemen, Bar Abba, Lididim Efarshali Minei Rav Yochanan. I have a Kabbalah of what the explanation of Rav Yochanan's words are. What is Mechzal Mechza? What is Mechzal Mechza and what does Karov mean? So, who Yachol Lishomro, if he's able to guard it, the he ain't a Yachol Lishomro, and she's unable to guard it wherever it landed, Zeu Karov Lo, that's considered close to him, still under his guardianship, That's Karav Lo. But he Yechol L'Shomro, if she can guard it, V'hu Eino Yechol L'Shomro, and he can no longer, I don't know, throw it across a river, across a moat. It's closer to him, doesn't matter. He can't do anything, he can't guard it, he can't get there. So that is, but she can, Zeu Karav Lo. That is Karav Lo. So here we're talking about wherever, I guess the Kansel Chamin, wherever the get rests, provided that she can guard it, that's considered Karov Lo. And any place where he can guard it and she cannot guard it, that is considered Karov Lo. But Shneihem Yecholim L'Shomro, if both of them have the ability to guard it, or Shneihem Ein Yecholim, or neither of them have the ability to guard it, Zehu Mechsa Al Mechsa. That's considered Mechsa Al Mechsa, and that's Safek Megureshes. So again, so Rav focused on like your personal sphere, your personal area, and Shmuel Yochanan is focusing more on your ability to guard the item. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rav Yochanan. That was Rav Yochanan's explanation. So then the Rabbanan said to Rav Yochanan, Mishmei de Rabbi Yonasan Hachi. They said to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yochanan is Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yonasan is in Bavel. They said, you know, Rabbi Yonasan also explained the Mishnah the same way you did it. Now I'm not sure if this next statement is sarcastic or really praise. Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Yadin Chavin Bivavlei Lefirushe Ki Haitaimo. Ah, wonderful. Our friends in Babylonia, they also know how to explain Mishnayos. So I'm not sure if it's praise or it's sarcasm, but either way, he's just saying that right, they did it right. They explained like me, they at least know what they're doing over there as well. Okay. Tainami Hachi. We have a Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan as well, that Karov means regarding guardianship, or meaning Shmira, not about a personal sphere. Rabbi Lezer said, Kol is a Brisa, Kol Shahu Karov La Milo, anything that's closer to her than from him. Uba kelevu natalo, when a dog would come, if a dog would come to try to take it away, ena migureshes, she's not migureshes. Gemara says, wait a second, ena migureshes, why is she not migureshes? Kol heche tintirei vitezel. But once the get fell close to her, why, who cares that the kelev came and took it afterwards? Is she supposed to guard the get all the rest of her life? In other words, the get fell, right, kol heichi dinintere v'tezel. I mean, the get was given to her, so it has a chalos, and then it gets taken away. The get's given to her, and it gets burned up, and it's a shtar kinyan. It creates the chalos. Once the chalos is created, okay, so you lost the raya, but that doesn't mean the chalos is upended. Who cares that the dog took it away? Once it came karov la, she's done. So Gemara says, okay, no, this is the case. Elav hachik amar. Kol shekarov la milo. If the place that it was going to land would be closer to her than to him, but ilu baha kelev unitalo, v'hu yachol shomer, v'hi eino yachol shomer, eino megreshes. He throws the get, and it's 5 feet from her, and it's 1,000 feet from him, but it's 5 feet from her across a ravine. So she can't do anything to protect it. Whereas he, even though he's 1,000 feet away, he would be able to shoo away the dog. That's not considered a get. Again, you see here, the whole thing over here is not karavla. Karavla doesn't mean closeness. It doesn't mean a personal space. It means the ability to guard. That's it. Okay. Now, so I'm going to explain the Mishnah a little differently. Now, Shmuel's explaining the Mishnah a little differently. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to his Talmud Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda went from Shmuel to Rav. He learned by both. So Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinina, sharp one. Kidei shetasuach. It has to be thrown to a place where she could bend down, right? I think Tasuch means that she can bend down and grab it. She can bend down and grab it without having to move her feet. She just can go like this, bend down and pick it up. That's what it has to be. And Karav Lo, I guess, would be the same thing for him. And Mechza Mechza would be either neither of them can do that or both of them can do that.
So probably less than four of
us. Much less. It has to be, she just has to be right by her feet. Right by her feet. It's a different explanation. Va'at, and you, this is Rav Shmuel telling to Rav Yehuda, you, if a maisa comes to you where there's a zrika of the get from the baal to the woman in the Rishus Arabim, even if the get is sitting so close to her, lo tavid uvda, don't permit her to marry ad demati gitul yoda, until she actually picks it up. Just pick chumra. Even though we're saying it's in her Rishus area, it's not going to be valid until she bends down and picks it up. So Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi ve uvdo hachi ve atzruchua chalitza. There was this case that happened where the husband threw the get to the wife. It was close enough for her to bend down, and before she bent down to pick it up, the husband dropped dead. So So he says that they made her do chalitza. He didn't allow her to yivam, but they made her do chalitza because the husband obviously had no kids. They made her do chalitza because Shmuel said it's not considered a fully valid get until she actually picks it up. The Mishnah then said, v'chein le'inyan kedushin. Everything that we just said now, also regarding kedushin, So the Gemara, the Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, legitin Amar Vol Davar Acher. Rav Yochanan says this is the thing about Mechzel, Mechzel, and Karavla only applies to Gittin. The Gemara says only applies to Gittin. So Esei Rav Abi Rav Asi, the Chaylin Kedushin says in the Mishnah specifically it also applies to Kedushin. He says no, Shani Hasam Kedushin is a bit different. Diksiv Yosef Haisa. Gittin and Kedushin are flip side of the same coin. Whatever applies to one applies to the other. So if I say it only applies to Gittin, means it applies to Kedushin as well. The Gemara says Esei, but our Mishnah also says the Chaylin Yochov. It also applied to a Bal Chov, to a Mal Ven Lova situation. Right? The case, because it says, Zrokli Chovi, Vizarku Lo, Karv Lamal Vizocha Lova, Karv Lamal Lova Lova Chayev, Mechzal Mecha, Shneim Yachloku. Right here it says, Zocha Lova. Remember I mentioned before the Zagiris issue? So here they quote it differently. It doesn't matter. The purpose being is that Zocha Mal Vizocha Lova means that the Lova is exempt. It's already considered paid back. But therefore you see that it does apply. It applies to outside the realm of Gittin and Kedushin. So Gemara says, "Hachu ma'iskinen." What are we dealing with over here? The Amrale, the Malva says to the Lova, "Zrokli chov v'tipater." He says, "Throw it to me, and I'll be mochel the chov." Therefore, at the moment that he throws the chov, even if it doesn't get to him, he gets it's pater. But if he doesn't say zrokli, he doesn't say throw it to me, he just does it on its own, that doesn't work. As opposed to getting a kedushin, that throwing thing would work either way. The Gemara says, "Ihachi ma'ilamemra." But what's the chiddush by saying if he says, throw me the chov and you'll be pater, what's the chiddush? He's telling you how to pay him, put the chov in my pocket, put the chov in my bank, put the chov on the roof, put the chov wherever it is, and I'll be considered as I got it. What's the chiddush? So he's lo tzricha, the amr le zrokli chovi b'toras gittin. He says specifically, throw me the chov as if it's a get. So then we have all the rules of get apply. So vakati ma'lameimra. So we know what the rules of get are. So he says, ma'lutim, what's the amr le mishatin ibach? I don't know why he would be able to say that. Maybe saying, I'm just joking around with you, because I'm comparing this to a get, and I'm just joking around with you. Kamash mala, no. The Tanna's come to teach us that if he says, throw it to me, the Torah's gittin, that is considered, that's legit. Okay. Amr of chizda. Okay, more time. Amr of chizda. Get biyada. So the get is in her hands. He puts the get in her hands. Umishicha biyada. When it's tied, has a little bit of a string, and he's holding on to the string. Right? Im yachol linatko. If he yanks on the string and pulls it, he can pull the get out of her hands. Ulahavio et slow and bring it to him. Ain't a migoreshes. She's not considered migoreshes because there's no krisus. It's not a krisus. He didn't give it to anything. Right? Was there a rashi there or no? Right? Ain't a migoreshes. Okay? Im lav migoreshes. If he can't, maybe the string will break or she's holding on to it strong enough. He can't pull it out, then she's migoreshes. So my time, what's the reason? To be in a krisus leka. We need a krisus. Right now, if he's still hanging on to the get, he didn't separate from her. He's still holding on to it. Amar Rav Yehuda says, "Haisa yoda asuya ki kat tapares." Her hands are sort of like at an angle. Meaning, he throws it into her hands; it's going to roll out, roll down, right? Uzarkula and throws it into her. Afal pisha gia get li yoda, even though it went into her hands. Ain megureshes, right? It's not megureshes because it's going to fall to the ground. The Gemara says, "Am I? Who cares? Haki nafo ba Abrahamos di daka nafio. It's going to, even if it falls, it'll fall into her Abrahamos, right. And therefore she'll be coined by the Abrahamos." The Gemara says,
"Must
so the Gemara says, "Bidelo nach." It's a case where it's not going to. Rashi says, "Bidelo nach." It's over a fire, and it's not going to end up landing. And the second it falls into her Abrahamos, then it's hers. But if it falls into something, maybe she's holding it over a ravine, or she's holding it over a fire. I don't know why. That's the Ukimta, and it'll get burned up. It never would land into her Dalar Amos. So Gemara said, okay, fine. V'tigarish me'avir Dalar Amos. What about if as he threw it to her, as it came close to her Dalar Amos, it should be calling right there. Why does it have to come into her hand? Just have the Dalar Amos there. So Gemara said, and therefore, and Tifsho to the boy Rabbi Lazar, and then we can answer. Rabbi Lazar said that Abrahamos Omer Yeshon Avir Einlam Avir Tifsho to Einlam Avir. See from here that you don't have Abrahamos in the airspace. Because otherwise she would be calling with the Abrahamos. The Gemara says, no. Hacha, but my eskina, we deal with over here. Be'omedes al gav hanar dimikar li'ibudkai. She's standing like this, and all around her is water. So maybe Abrahamos of Avir will be kone. But Abrahamos of Avir can only be kone. If it lands, it will be landed in a place where it would stay. But here, the Abrahamos all around her is going to sink and fall. So just point out Tosos. Tosos here says, and you see it, I guess, he says, Tosos im. About giving it to her hands. He says at the end of Tosfos Im, so it's like the third to last line, right? First Tosfos Im is on the first white line, and they go down to the third line from the bottom of it. It says Sarach Lizar Shteyada Isha Petucha. When you give the get, her hands have to be open. Ad Sheniach Kol HaGet Biyada. She shouldn't close her hand until the entire get is in her hands. Deim Tikpol Ziyada. If she closes her hands, Ba'od Shabal Oches Berosh HaGet Biyado, if he closes her hands and he's already, no, she has to have her hands open and not close until he pulls his hand, pulls hands away, because if his hand is still on it and she closes it, it's, it may not be a get. Because he could theoretically pull it out. Right? Tom says maybe it's still kosher, but barely you see that the woman, you know, when you give the get, the woman's supposed to stand like this, and you put the hand directly in, and she doesn't close it, and then he pulls his hand away, then they say close the hands. That's how we do with Lemais, I believe. Okay, we will stop here on the top of Ayin Tes, and Aleph. Everybody have an excellent, excellent day.